With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It may not be long now. Under terms of a four-day truce that's holding, Hamas is supposed to release 13 of the hostages it has detained in Gaza. Israel expected to free 50 Palestinian detainees. The ceasefire also allowing more desperately needed aid to reach Gaza.
Several trucks carrying fuel and supplies roll into Gaza from the Rafah crossing on the border with Egypt. Israel has agreed to allow the delivery of over 34,000 gallons of fuel a day for the duration of the truce. Despite Israel's warnings not to head north, many Palestinians made their way there by foot and donkey carts, desperate to see what had become of their homes. An AP journalist reported that Israeli troops fatally shot two Palestinians and wounded 11 others as they headed towards the main combat zone in northern Gaza. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, it remains to be seen whether either party's candidate will participate in next year's three presidential debates.
The Commission on Presidential Debates this week announced that college towns in Texas, Virginia, and Utah will host general election debates. Donald Trump has made clear he wants to debate Joe Biden if he's the nominee. However, the Republican National Committee is considering a boycott of any debates sponsored by the CPD. National Democrats, meanwhile, expressed frustration with the commission in 2020 over what they called its failure to enforce the rules. And the Biden re-election campaign has not said whether he would debate Trump. Greg Clugston, Washington.
They can go home again in Livingston, Kentucky. The all clear sounded for evacuees now that a chemical fire at the scene of a train wreck has been put out. Wall Street goes back to work today. It will be a holiday shortened trading session. And ahead of the opening bell, the Dow futures are up 43 points. NASDAQ futures down 13. This is SRN News. A Roman emperor gets the transgender treatment.
Marcus Aurelius Antonius, usually referred to as Elagabalus, was one of the more flamboyantly decadent leaders of ancient times and did routinely parade around in women's clothing prior to his assassination in 222 AD. But now curators of Britain's North Herefordshire Museum have branded the emperor, quote, a transgender woman, and have begun referring to him using female pronouns. A coin bearing his image now appears in the museum's LGBT display. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians in India expressing outrage at a raid by police on a house church in Uttar Pradesh. International Christian Concern reports that lawmen arrested the pastor and several other people, then confiscated Bibles, the PA system, and even the pulpit. The detainees were later released after being charged with forcibly converting Hindus to Christianity. This is SRN News. The chief executive of Missouri has been handing out pardons at a rate not seen since the World War II era. Here's correspondent Donna Warder.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson has granted more than 600 pardons in the past 3 years. One man receiving a pardon is Kenny Baston, who's now the pastor at Grace Fellowship Church in El Dorado Springs, Missouri.
Between 16 and 17, I got in a lot of trouble. Burglary, auto tampering, I was fighting a lot.
Governor Parson says he still believes in law and order, but he says when members of the community notice how a person has changed for the better, it has an impact.
You know, who's out there, you know, actually saying, hey, I believe this guy deserves another chance.
So far, Parson has granted 613 pardons and 20 commutations, but he's also denied some 2,400 clemency requests. I'm Donna Warder.
Find more details at SRNnews.com.